Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, he is one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is an esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, contributor to NPR, and a regular here on Auto World. Paul Eisenstein will be joining us. It's been a while since we visited with Paul, and since that time, he's been covering lots of important new car stories, and also was out at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, where there was not only the classic car side of the fence, that, of course, dominating the headlines with auctions, and, of course, the great Sunday event on the 18th green of the links at the Pebble Beach Golf Club, but the new car manufacturers, the OEMs, every year bring a number of important concepts and in some cases production vehicles to show off to the press and to the folks that are attending the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. So we're going to be talking about that and lots more. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It is toll-free from anywhere across North America. If you're joining us in Canada, listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, 855-660-4261, or anywhere else, coast-to-coast, border-to-border in the United States, or if you're listening around the world, don't be a stranger. If you're listening on GCNlive.com, if you're listening in another country, log on to my website. It's a long number, so I don't have it memorized, but if you go to AutoWorld.com, AutoWorldRadio.com, I should say, and you'll see an international call-in number, and if you call in from someplace outside of North America, we're going to put you at the top of the list. And, of course, email me anytime throughout the broadcast, throughout the week, anytime, 24/7. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Both of those should suffice. As I said, this gentleman is one of my favorites in the automotive world. It's always an absolute pleasure to share the microphone with him because he is on the cutting edge of automotive news. I love talking about new car news in particular. And when it comes to new car news and the latest happenings in Detroit and around the world, there's no better site than the DetroitBureau.com. And joining us is our great contributor and the publisher of that entity, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, good to be with you, Bob.
Why don't we begin by going back to a couple of weeks ago, lots of big events happening, of course, in your home city of Detroit, Michigan, the Woodward Dream Cruise, and I understand Mopar had quite a lot of cool things to show off there, but out on the Monterey Peninsula, the lucky folks that were in attendance there at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance not only were treated to a record number of auctions, and also, of course, the great shows that surround it, the Quail, the Concorso Italiano, and on the humorous side, the Concours de Lemons. But this has become more and more, Paul, I mean, even in the last 10 or 15 years, the car companies have really embraced this event as a venue to talk to the media, to show off concepts, and in some cases, some production vehicles.
Yeah, Pebble Beach has been a very, very interesting show for, what, 35? No, what am I saying?
It's 60 plus.
50s, right? 60 plus.
Yeah. Yes.
And so to see it transform time and again to keep the interest level up, whether you're talking about the people that attend or the media who have come in droves over the decades, it's pretty interesting. You know, it used to be it was just a Sunday event, a nice sort of local event that became the world's most elegant classic car show. And now it's really a week-long event. I think the biggest problem that some of us journalists have going out there is there's just too much going on. You've got the historics, you've got the motorsports gathering at the Quail Lodge, you've got the Concorso Italiano, which focuses exclusively on Italian cars. There's all the auctions. There's the drives. There's a number of drives where people who are either participating in Pebble Beach or one of the other concours schedule these drives through the Monterey Peninsula. And, of course, if nothing else, this just being in the Monterey Peninsula, which is perhaps one of the most beautiful places in the United States.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the new car news there. Lexus had a couple of important announcements, major updates for the LX and GS. And these are not just cosmetic makeovers. There's some real significant news here.
Yeah, particularly on the GS where we have a new turbo engine. So that's pretty important stuff. It's as you said earlier, we're starting to see a lot more and more and more automakers using the Pebble Beach Concours as a way to launch new products. We got to see the newest McLaren while we were there. We got to see the Hyundai concept, though I'd gotten a sneak preview a few days earlier. And by the way, I'd love to hear from your listeners, Bob, what do people think about the new Hyundai Vision G concept vehicle? I think it may be one of the prettiest concepts I've seen in a number of years, and I'd love to hear if your listeners agree.
I absolutely encourage our listeners to email us up, bob@boblongradio.com, or give us a call at 855-660-4261. Peter Schreier, the co-president and the chief designer of Kia, and is always been one of my favorites. He's done a wonderful job, and it's interesting to note that at Pebble, you have him quoted as saying that, you know, he's ready to mix it up. You know, it's unusual sometimes for someone who's had such great success just rolling along with hit after hit to all of a sudden say, like, okay, guys, I'm going to take it up a notch.
Yeah, it really is. I'm fascinated with the fact that Peter Schreier isn't somebody who just sits back and says, hey, we scored well with for example, with the Kia Optima that they're about to update. But rather that they have decided that he wants to constantly push that envelope. I happen to think that Schreier is perhaps the most intriguing of the designers out there right now. And that's saying a lot, considering we have some great folks all over the auto industry. But when you see what he has done, particularly at Kia, which he's been working with the longest, now Hyundai, to see how he has transformed two brands that were known as, cheap and cheerful, which is another excuse for saying junky, boring, anonymous.
Absolutely.
Into styling trendsetters. That's amazing.
It truly is. I mean, they're building world-class vehicles these days at Hyundai and Kia. And again, it goes back to something we touch on the show all the time. You know, brand recognition, and you got to throw out some of those brand perceptions. Don't think of Kia and Hyundai as you did in the 90s. This is a whole new ball game, so check them out. BMW also made some news, and interesting news also was filtered out in recent days about the next generation of the M3 and M4 having a hybrid component. But at Pebble Beach, they showed off an M4 GTS concept vehicle. And this is something interesting. I think our listeners will find this fascinating. It will get a performance boost from a new water injection system.
Yeah, by the way, I have to say I was a little surprised. My history is pretty good, but I don't go back all the way as far as I'd like. So some folks have filled me in that this technology has been around before, and there was a production, Oldsmobile or Buick, back in the 60s, that briefly used a water injection system. And that was in an era when turbos were pretty new and pretty exotic. The The M4 you mentioned, a GTS concept, which, by the way, will come to production next year, will be using a water injection system to significantly boost torque and horsepower, basically using it to cool the intake system. We'll talk more when you get back.
Absolutely. Can't wait to hear about that and lots more. The latest auto news from Detroit and around the world. This is Auto World.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Broke down on the side of the road, brakes locked up in the rain. Smoke worn out, from under my hood, stuck on the highway again.
Zester, best known for his work with the Stray Cats, and he's a big car guy. I'm a big car guy, of course. Many people consider me the ultimate radio car geek. Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, esteemed automotive journalist extraordinaire. We're talking about Pebble Beach and how the new car companies, the OEMs, as we talk about here on the show, original equipment manufacturers, they have really embraced this event because it's a great opportunity to show off for the media some cool stuff. And also, they have a special display. They call it the lawn outside the Pebble Beach happening on Sunday, which brings in lots of affluent folks, the millionaires versus the billionaires, as Jay Leno has said many times. And so if you're a high-end manufacturer like McLaren, this is a great opportunity to show off the latest and greatest. And before the break, Paul was telling us about BMW's announcement that they're going to be using water injection in the M4 in a new vehicle called the GTS. And it was shown in concept form, but Paul, this is indeed going to hit the streets.
Yeah, it definitely will next year, sometime next summer, and this time this model will be coming to the U.S. as well, Bob. So those who've got enough money, it's going to be, they're hinting at more than double the price of a stock BMW M4, so it's going to be costly. But the good part is that if you're serious about doing some racing, and a lot of your listeners are, I believe. A lot of folks get into FCCA and other programs, or they may even have the chance to go to, you know, these private tracks that are popping up all over the country, like Monticello up in New York, and like a car that they can just take and have fun on those track days, that this should be a pretty spectacular vehicle. Will we see this water injection system used in other BMWs? I was told by several of their executives that they're going to watch to see how well it functions, and if it does work out, we might see it expand into other models. Now, just so people understand a little bit more, the idea is you have a mist of water that's injected into the intake plenum. The idea is to cool it down, and as you know, you can get better compression when you cool things off. That's why you have turbo intercoolers, for example. Won't get too deep into the technology, but the idea is you get greater compression, thus more power out of the engine. Now, the good thing is, unlike some of the old models where if you ran out of water, you had a problem, this system's electronics are supposedly smart enough that it knows, whoops, running out of power, take steps to detune the engine so you won't do any damage. You'll need to fill it up about once every time you gas up on a track, and they say about once every five times you gas up on the street.
Very cool. Another story I've been dying to talk to you about is one that's been rumored for a number of years, but it looks like Mercedes is going to pull the trigger on this one. This is a convertible variant of the S-Class, the big four-door sedan or coupe. I had the pleasure of having a coupe for a week. Absolutely loved the vehicle. It was a 4MATIC. It wasn't an AMG model, but it was absolutely stunning in its electronic wizardry, and actually a great driver and certainly a stunning looking vehicle. And so is this rendering that Mercedes has shown to the press, and you can check it out at DetroitBureau.com. This S-Class Cabriolet would be the first ragtop in this segment, the luxury convertible four-place segment since 1971. I sure hope they build this.
Yeah, my understanding is this is going to be built. This is not just out there as a raw concept. They are very, very serious about this vehicle, which is great if you think about it. The one thing that I wish somebody would come out and do would be another four-door convertible.
Me too.
Just
absolutely.
Four-seat. The last one to be built in that category, I believe, was the Continental.
Absolutely.
Which has become sort of an icon these days, something that Lincoln can only hope to catch up with. And by the way, I've seen some Continentals in disguise running around. A few people have seen the car itself, and it's going to be very interesting. We'll leave it at that. It's going to be very interesting to see how people react to the production model as opposed to the one that was shown and got raves at the New York Auto Show earlier this year. And Bob, before we go on, you sort of gave short change to a subject I'd love to discuss a little bit further, if you don't mind, which is the idea of a of a battery-based BMW M3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I want to talk to you about that, as well as some of the other manufacturers which really seem to be stepping up, announcing EV plans. Aston Martin is another brand, and Bentley is another brand. We're seeing this more and more, Paul.
Yeah, this was fascinating. I was at the BMW event that they did at Pebble Beach. They, as often happens with these makers, they'll take over some tony little, big estate on Pebble Beach to hold a reception and show some product, as they did when they showed that M4 GTS. But I got to talking with a few of their folks who were there about other things, including one guy who has been very actively involved in the M area and now is working on BMW i, their battery cars, and another guy who has gone the other way around. Now, once upon a time, they thought BMW M, you know, the high-performance end, and BMW i, the battery, the green technology, those two sub-brands would be as far apart as could be. But what they're discovering is they have a lot in common, and so now you're seeing each of them borrow technology from the other. And you are going to see the next generation BMW M3 use a plug-in hybrid. That, to me, this executive...
Surprising.
Came out and said it without me even digging. He said, you know, we're going to go to a plug-in hybrid as our next M3. And I'm like, jaw dropped. I had to stutter a bit and say, excuse me, did I hear you right? And he said, yes. It'll still be very similar in gas side of that powertrain, but they'll be adding a KERS, you know, kinetic energy recovery system, similar to what you have in Formula One. Except in this case, it'll be connected to a large enough battery to get about 20 miles on electric-only mode. You'll be able to drive a BMW M3 in battery-only mode. And one of the reasons they're doing this, Bob, is because of all the global emissions and fuel economy standards. And there are cities around the world now, particularly in China, that are limiting registrations of new vehicles, or in some cases are talking about limiting access to center cities unless you're driving on battery power. So a lot of luxury makers are talking about switching, or at least adding plug-in hybrids. You know, Mercedes is talking about having 10 plug-in hybrid models in its lineup by 2017. But in this case, we're talking about going for battery power as much for performance as we are just for green credentials.
Yeah, it's remarkable. You know, at one time we thought of electric vehicles such as the Prius, and we'll touch on the Prius, which is going to be unveiled in new form upcoming. But a lot of us thought, you know, electric car, plug-in vehicle, boring. But now, you know, with the supercars out there like the 918 and the LaFerrari and all these automakers making plans to incorporate that same technology in the performance vehicles, we're still going to have those heavy ponies, thank God. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producer in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us here on Auto World. We're talking about the electrification of high-performance vehicles, something that was absolutely off everybody's radar screen when we first saw some of the early electric vehicles and when we first saw the Priuses of the world, the hybrids. I mean, no one ever thought that someday some of this technology would filter in to high-performance vehicles, but with those ever-increasing federal government regulations on fuel economy and emissions, not only here in this country but around the world, the automakers are downsizing engines and using this new technology. So as Paul Eisenstein, our very special guest, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, has just told us, the next generation M3 is going to have a plug-in hybrid component. Can you believe that? We'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261 or bob@boblongradio.com. Paul, before we go any further, let's remind everybody about all the work that you do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in keeping the DetroitBureau.com the place to go for automotive news from all around the world, and you've got lots of freebies.
Oh, we do, Bob, and I hate to say it, you're right. We do seem to work 24/7 over here. I'd love to get a little more sleep, but that's another story. We want to bring everything on the automotive world to our readers and listeners, and you can sign up for free for daily, weekly, monthly newsletters, and if you are a serious automotive news junkie, we'll even send you an alert every single time we post a story. We put out RSS feeds, we put out Twitter alerts, and of course the site itself is free. You never have to sign in, you never have to pay a subscription fee. We cover the automotive world from top to bottom, whether it's concept cars, new product reviews, breaking news, or insider insights. It's all at thedetroitbureau.com.
Also at Pebble Beach, our mutual friend Henrik Fisker was back with his buddy Bo Bachman showing off a ragtop version of their Speedster based on the Mustang. It looks pretty good here in picture form at thedetroitbureau.com. Is it pretty good looking in person, that
It's a real pretty car. Do you remember last November, Henrik Fisker, returned mm-hmm. after being, in hiding, let's put it that way, mm-hmm. for a little while yeah. after the collapse of his company, Fisker Automotive, the company that tried to make that really beautiful Karma plug-in mm-hmm. hybrid that, unfortunately, they went bankrupt. Well, Fisker came back in a partnership with Bo Bachman, who, as you know, happens to run the biggest Ford dealership in the world, Galpin Motors, out in California. And they have teamed up to do a custom-tuned version of the Ford Mustang. They have taken it up not just one, but several notches. In fact, you can get a version supercharged that will blow the doors off the Ford Mustang GT350, putting out 725 horsepower. Now, they came out with a coupe version, very sexy vehicle, a lot of carbon fiber to it, last November. Now they're going to be bringing out a version of the Mustang convertible called the Rocket Speedster. And it's interesting, Bob, because you can get it in a couple ways. You can get the base version, a stock GT engine. You can get the 725 horsepower engine. You can get it with just the standard drop top, or you can get that with this Speedster cover, very cool carbon fiber cover that goes over the back two seats. And it is removable, so you can turn it into a four-seater. But that Speedster cover is just gorgeous. It really does take the Mustang to a new level.
Another very interesting story. Of course, Google has been playing around with autonomous vehicles, but Apple is an interesting company when you stop and think about it. I remember my dad wanting to invest in it in 1984. I wish to God he had, but nevertheless, he did not. But, you know, Apple for years had a rather small share of the PC marketplace. Then all of a sudden, they launched iTunes, and that really made the Apple brand. Then all of a sudden came out the iPhone, and now, of course, we've got the iPads and iWatches and iThis and iThat, and lots of people are talking about maybe an Apple vehicle, and you are reporting that Apple is booking some track time in California on a secret track. What is going on with this computer giant?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give a hint to your listeners. We are going to have another story up tomorrow that will take things even a step further. It appears that the folks over at Apple are not finished with all the steps they're taking. You're right. They've been booking track time apparently to test something. They hired away the former Chrysler quality control chief, guy by the name of Betts. Now a couple of things that are happening, and I'll have a longer story on this tomorrow. For one thing, they hired away one of Tesla's senior engineers. Mm-hmm. Which does give you a good sense that, yeah, they are serious about a car. And they also are not only talking with BMW about a possible joint venture, but it appears that they are also talking about a joint venture with Daimler, as in Mercedes and Smart.
Huh.
So
wow.
There's a lot going on out there. Exactly what we don't know. There's been reports out there. We've reported on it being called Project Titan. but we are still not exactly sure what they have in mind. A lot of different rumors and reports. Will it be one car, multiple cars? We don't know. To tell you the truth, I'd be surprised if they take the Tesla approach and only come out with one vehicle, but at least have a sequence of vehicles that they're planning to roll out.
Yeah, we definitely got to talk a little bit about Tesla before the hour gets away from us. But back to Pebble Beach, I understand you sat down with some of the executives from Bentley, and Bentley, of course, has done very well globally in recent times, and they've got their first SUV ever that's going to be seeing production in the not too distant future. They've also got a very cool looking concept vehicle called the EXP 10 Speed 6, and I understand, Paul, that Bentley is looking for some real significant growth.
They are looking for big growth, and that's going to come primarily from the launch of the new Bentayga, their first ultra-luxury SUV. I will give you a hint. I've seen it. I will give you another hint. I like it, and I can't say a darn thing more. I agreed to a very, very, very specific embargo on what I can say in return for getting an early look at it. We'll be seeing more very, very soon. We'll have coverage of it in a matter of just a couple of weeks ahead of its preview, but I can't say anything else now. But I think people are going to be surprised. Those who saw the early Bentley concept version, well, hang on, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now, beyond that, Bentley is getting ready to move forward and add yet another model. It'll be that the production version of the EXP Speed 6 that they showed in concept form back in Geneva. So we are going to see a new sports car from them. And I think Bentley is just, well, they basically decided there's a huge market out there for ultra-luxury vehicles, especially with emerging markets like China and India and even Russia. And they may be right. They've done very well so far, and they seem to have no sign that they have reached the limits.
Let's talk about an unpleasant story, and that's the continuing saga of the airbag. The Takata problem isn't going away, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about people are paying more for used cars these days. We'll touch on the Tesla, and so far, let's see, of the emails and calls that we've gotten, most of the BMW M fans are shocked that there's going to be a plug-in, just like Paul. All jaw dropped at the news. That's the response so far here. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. This is Auto World.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver
Fiber has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and we're talking about all the stories making headlines in the automotive world. Hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW, the information station there in the Detroit, Windsor, Ontario area. We love getting all the emails and response from you folks, as well as everybody listening, and we also appreciate all of our great affiliate stations from coast to coast, KXEL, KPAM in Portland, Oregon, everybody listening on WCFO in Atlanta. We have a lot of stations that take us on tape delay, so you may be hearing us later, but please don't hesitate to email me, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Takata, the airbag story that will not go away. Paul, what's the latest on this?
Yeah, you're right, Bob. It just continues to get worse and worse. As you know, there are over 33 million vehicles that have been recalled so far using Takata airbags. These are older vehicles, in many cases over 10, even 15 years old, that the concern is that their frontal airbags, driver and passenger airbags, might fire inappropriately. They may literally explode when they're triggered in an accident, and as a result send shrapnel, metal or plastic parts flying into the passenger compartment. Now, I want to make people a little more comfortable. The numbers are very, very small. This is not like something that's happening regularly, but it is enough that there is a lot of concern and there is a push to recall and replace the inflators provided by this Japanese supplier as quickly as possible. The numbers make it difficult. It's going to take time. You don't need to park your car. You don't need to disconnect your airbag system. But you do want to get those airbags repaired as soon as possible. Now, here's where it gets worse, unfortunately. Just about, June, I believe, there was an incident involving a Volkswagen Tiguan SUV that had an airbag also explode. Now, this is a new, I believe, a 2015 TIG one that had this misfire, and it was from a side impact airbag, not from a frontal one. It uses the same particular chemistry, which a lot of people don't like, ammonium nitrate, and now it's raising concerns. You have some senators who are calling on Takata to recall every airbag it has produced, every vehicle with any Takata airbag to replace those inflators. I don't think the evidence is there right now strong enough to justify that action. But I got to tell you, Bob, if we see any more of these Takata incidents on new bags, new cars with other than frontal bags, we've got a real problem there. And at that point, I can't imagine Takata itself surviving. Interestingly enough, Toyota has just signed an agreement with a second airbag manufacturer to provide replacement inflators for those bags. So a lot of people no longer trust Takata. They're turning to other companies to try to come up with a fix.
Folks, if you log on to the DetroitBureau.com, we won't get to it today, but Paul's got a great story about the 10 best new cars for your teens. That's a great story. You also can check out the Mercedes C63, the AMG variant that is a really hot new piece. And speaking of hot new pieces, got a number of people wanting to know. We teased it a little bit earlier. Again, this automotive world that used to be kind of segmented around the major auto shows. Introductions were just certain times of the year, but now we see them all over the place all the time. The Prius is going to be reincarnated. A new generation Prius is just weeks away.
Well, it's time. I don't know if you've noticed, Bob, but something unusual has happened. Prius sales have actually been shrinking a bit lately. That's the first time we've seen a significant downturn. It's still the number one selling hybrid vehicle in the United States, and I believe in the world. It's still one of the top sellers of all vehicles in Japan and in California. But it's definitely getting a little old in the tooth. It's been, I think, 7 years now since they did a complete makeover. By Toyota language, that is very, very long time. I expect it to be a little bit bigger. I expect to see a much nicer interior. If anybody faults the Prius, two things that they get faulted on is, one, it's a cheesy, plasticky interior. And second is performance. We should see a little bit improved performance. I believe they're going to have a slightly larger gasoline engine paired in their Toyota Hybrid Synergy drive. At the same time, we're looking at, from what the word we're getting is, about a 10% increase in fuel economy, from about 50 combined to about 55. So that's significant. If Toyota comes through with this, if they can make this a little bit more attractive, a little bit more refined, and improve both performance and fuel economy, well, they're certainly going to be back in the path to not just boost sales, but to continue dominating that segment for a long time.
Let's talk a little bit about Tesla, this company. I certainly really enjoy the looks of the Model S. I still haven't had the opportunity to drive one. I don't know, but there's just something about this company that rubs me the wrong way still. Maybe after I drive the vehicle, I will feel differently. I read recently that they announced that they lose at least $4,000 on each and every one that they sell. They've got the Model X around the bend. They've got the Model 3 coming out for 2017. The stock sale exceeded expectations. But the one that really caught my eye is they're going to get into ride sharing. Tell us about the stock sale and also this announcement that they're going to dip their toes into ride sharing.
Yeah, there's no surprise on that. So many automakers are trying to get into ride sharing right now. And for those who aren't familiar with it, there's a couple of different forms of car and ride sharing. There are programs like Uber and Lyft, and that's where they seem to be heading. You also have car sharing programs. Ford Motor Company just got involved in one, and several other makers are, which are sort of like short-term daily rentals, except that vehicles may be parked in special parking places in urban centers, so you can get hold of a car if you need one real quickly for a short run. One of the reasons that people like that is because they can get something for just an hour, not having to go to to an airport or the like to get a rental car. The car companies like it because they can introduce people to their products. And
there's been
a lot of indications that if people are happy with car share vehicles, that they will then turn around and buy those vehicles when it's time to buy a car. Now,
makes
you asked
sense.
Me, I believe, Bob, also about the stock share, stock sale. Tesla did just run a stock sale, increased what they expected to make by about almost 50%, and that's despite the fact that their stock has been taking a big hit in the last few weeks. It's still strong. $240 a share is insane. That's eight times what General Motors gets for its stock. But Tesla needs the money, despite what they're valued at on the, you know, on Wall Street. The reality is their coffers have been getting bare. They've spent a ton of money to bring the Model X to market. It's been much more expensive for them than they thought, in part because they couldn't just simply put an SUV body on the Model S platform. That's, I think, what they thought they were going to do, but they virtually had to reinvent that platform all over again. And we're going to be getting an idea of what they came up with, I think, within the next month, if I'm correct. We're about a month away from the Model X unveiling.
It's going to be very cool to check that out. And again, the Tesla Model S is a beautiful vehicle. Certainly, you got to love that iPad or almost laptop interface in the vehicle. And what I've been told, and Paul, again, to beat a dead horse here, I haven't driven it, but the vehicle dynamics on the vehicle are supposedly quite good. I've heard rumors that it was done by ex-Porsche people. Is that true? Who did the actual suspension tuning on the Tesla, or is that still shrouded in mystery?
It's a bit shrouded, but I know they did steal some people from some very good car companies. Everybody's portable, as they like to say in the auto industry today. Make a bid, you can get any talent you want, it seems. Very few folks are wedded to one company. I haven't driven the Model X, so I don't know what that's like. But I'll tell you what, I've been pleasantly surprised in the little time that I've had in the Model S at just how good a car it is. And it was interesting, Bob. There was a Consumer Reports piece that just came out the other day. They faulted the insane mode on the Tesla Model S. Heard about that?
Yes, the high performance, yes.
Yeah, it turned out it was a whole 0.3 seconds slower, 0 to 60. It took, I'm really sad to say, it took them 3.1 seconds to get to 60 instead of 2.8.
Well.
I realize that, you know, that's going to put you behind the McLaren 650S,
yes.
But, you know, I don't think you have to complain.
No, and I certainly do applaud Tesla for doing that. And used car sales, buyers are paying more for used cars. You can check out the story at thedetroitbureau.com. Paul, we got to get you back for another hour. That just flew. We need to have you on for multiple hours sometimes. There are that many stories going on. Thank you, my friend.
Great to be with you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Check out thedetroitbureau.com. Check out autoworldradio.com. I'm Bob Locke.
It's J.C. Whitney's 100th anniversary. Please join us in celebrating 100 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to enter the Centennial Sweepstakes. You could win your choice of a custom 2015 Ford F-150 or Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, and a trip to SEMA Ignited in Las Vegas to pick up the keys. Enter today at jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.